one of the most exciting moments of my life. To think that I'm here to hear President Obama, of whom I'm a great admirer. I think he's a visionary. He's also a symbol of progress in American society, yes. Because Americans have a great ability to reinvent themselves,
yes.
Like with Kennedy, who was a Roman Catholic, and now Obama as an African American and a man of stature and vision. I don't know how well his presidency is going to go because he's had a hostile Congress.
He has.
And there's been an economic crisis. So that doesn't bode for things to go too well. But as a person, I think, and Michelle Obama I like. I think she's the most gorgeously fashionable, intelligent woman. I look at everything she wears with great interest.
So are you going to be inside the UQ Center, or are you just waiting outside?
No, I've got a ticket.
Oh,
I have a ticket. The ticket that says the White House invites you to, and my grandchildren all want to take this to school because when they told their teachers that their grandmother was coming to this, the teachers told them not to tell lies. So it's been photographed, but they all want to take it as their show and tell. So there we go.
Oh, that's great. Is there anything particular you're looking forward to from today?
I just want to hear what Mr. Obama says, because this will be one of his keynote speeches, of course. He doesn't come to a G20 to talk. It'll be something big, international.
Do you have an idea?
Yeah, I don't know what he'll talk about, but just terribly.
Have you ever been to something like this? Something on this scale?
I have been introduced to Her Majesty the Queen.
Queen.
And I was at a barbecue that Prince Charles went to.
Oh.
And they were also...
Is this bigger or is...
No. This is... The ones with the Queen was a closed event, very small, very low key.
Oh.
And the one with Prince Charles was too. So, no, they wouldn't get this, I don't think, in Australia. No.